Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to talk about the official start to the road to WrestleMania. And boy, did it start off with an absolute bang to TakeOver. I'm only going to talk about the four championship matches. You had, of course, the tag team title match between the War Raiders and the Undisputed Era, which saw the War Raiders capture team titles from the War Raiders, or saw the War Raiders capture the NXT tag team titles from the Undisputed Era, rather. You had, it was a very good match, and some of the stuff I saw from Hanson and Rowe is something you don't see every, is stuff you don't see every day from two big men like that. And I had seen them in the Independence, I had seen them in Ring of Honor. I was very impressed with what they were able to do. You had the women's championship match between Shayna Baszler and Bianca Belair. Of course, earlier in the night, you had Sam Roberts, who I respect as a journalist, saying that he didn't believe that Bianca Belair deserved to be in the match with Shayna Baszler, and I have to disagree with him. Although she didn't have the best outing, she is no longer undefeated. I think she deserved to be there because she was undefeated. And she's a very athletic young lady. I just think that maybe the magnitude of the event may have gotten under her skin a little bit, and that's what caused her to lose to Shayna Baszler. You had the North American Championship, again, another great match between Johnny Gargano and Ricochet. Johnny Gargano, of course, the new North American Champion after defeating Ricochet. Using a few tactics that were questionable, but effective and not technically illegal. You had the NXT Heavyweight Championship match between Aleister Black and Tommaso Ciampa. Again, great match. Great back and forth action. And Tommaso Ciampa was able to retain, and then DIY celebrated after the match. And then, of course, for anybody who didn't see it, after TakeOver went off the air, there was a confrontation where DIY and Adam Cole got into it with the Velveteen Dream, Ricochet, and Aleister Black. And it was announced yesterday at the Royal Rumble that Halftime Heat will be returning on the WWE Network and YouTube, and I believe Twitter as well. And you will see those six men square off in a six-man tag team match, which I believe will be a very, very good match, because those are six of the most good men in NXT and really in all of WWE. And I just think that will be a classic six-man tag team match.
So I'm looking forward to that. I would probably watch that over the
Super Bowl halftime show featuring Maroon 5, although I have no issues with Maroon 5's music. I actually enjoyed their first album. Never really enjoyed them since then, but their first album was awesome. And then, of course, last night you had the Royal Rumble itself. And you had, for the first time ever, a woman competing in both the men's and women's Royal Rumble, when Nia Jax, who competed in the women's Royal Rumble earlier tonight, beat up R-Truth and stole his spot. And actually, it ended up eliminating Mustafa Ali before being eliminated by, I believe it was Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio. I may be wrong on that, but I know it took three men to eliminate Nia Jax, and so she's the first woman to ever compete in both, and she has recorded eliminations in both now. So of course, Seth Rollins went on to win the men's Royal Rumble match, eliminating Braun Strowman to secure the victory. And the opening of the men's Royal Rumble, you had Elias Drew number one and WWE Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett Drew number two. And see, I think that was a little early for a surprise entrant, but I can, after the exchange that they had and the story that they seem to be telling with those two right now, I can understand why they did it. Now, of course, Becky Lynch won the Women's Royal Rumble, and as we saw tonight on Raw, will be facing Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania in what should absolutely be the main event. It will undoubtedly be the match that everybody talks about afterwards. Seth Rollins was supposed to make his decision, but I think Brock Lesnar kind of made his decision for him when Lesnar attacked, well, when Rollins attacked Lesnar, and then Lesnar destroyed Rollins. That happened tonight on Raw as well. And speaking of people getting destroyed by people bigger than them, you had Finn Balor getting destroyed by Bobby Lashley after Lashley interrupted a Finn Balor promo. And that leads me to believe that Finn Balor will go after the Intercontinental Championship. And I think he has a chance at taking it away from Bobby Lashley. The only title that changed hands were the SmackDown tag team titles, where The Miz and Shane McMahon defeated The Bar to become the new SmackDown tag team champions. Not really sure what to say about that. Just, I don't know. But, all the matches overall I thought were good. People will disagree with me, but, and I thought the Finn Balor Brock Lesnar match was the best match that Brock Lesnar has had in years. And I mean, Balor got more offense than anybody has, including probably including Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. And I just think it was a great match. There were some mess ups in virtually every match, but that's to be expected. But anyway, I think I'm going to do another show tomorrow night or SmackDown. I'll probably wait till 11:30. Just to take some notes, and then Miss Callie and I will be back Wednesday with an interview of an NWF superstar on the heels of this past Saturday night in Fairfield. So, have a good night, everybody.